1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. A particularly extraordinary statement from a man known for making such statements.
Former President Donald Trump posted on his social media blog that he'll be arrested on Tuesday and called for protests. He wrote that illegal leaks from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office indicate that the far and away leading Republican candidate and former President of the United States of America will be arrested on Tuesday of next week. A New York grand jury is weighing an indictment of the former president in a case examining hush money paid to women who alleged sexual encounters with him. Trump has denied all wrongdoing. Michael George, CBS News, New York.
Well, anything can happen during March Madness, and tonight it did. The defending NCAA men's basketball champions were dethroned.
They call it March Madness for a reason.
Arkansas wins it, and they knock off the defending national champion.
Brian Anderson on CBS Sports as the eighth-seeded Razorbacks beat the Kansas Jayhawks 72-71. Devontae Davis scored 25 points for the winners.
This team is struggling, and we figured it out.
And I'm glad we did at the right time.
This is the 16th year with no repeat champion. Kansas is the second top seed to fall. Purdue was knocked out Friday night. Peter King, CBS News.
The Swiss government is putting pressure on UBS Bank to take over its local rival, Credit Suisse. Banking consultant Bert Ely says a takeover could have an impact on the Federal Reserve's decision on whether or not to raise rates.
There has been increasing speculation in recent days that the Fed will defer on raising rates further while things are still so unsettled in the banking industry. But of course, if that happens, what that suggests is that there will be a continuation of strong inflationary pressures in the U.S., which is hardly good for the U.S. economy.
At least one person is dead and buildings and homes have been damaged after a 6.7 magnitude earthquake hit the South American nation of Ecuador today. Paul Caruso is a geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey.
It looks like in the epicentral area, we're getting reports that it was felt intensity 7, which is a very strong shaking. We would expect to see damage from that. And our pager is predicting that we would see significant economic damage from this quake.
An astronomer at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysicists says that the streaks of light over the skies of Sacramento, California, were almost certainly from burning debris from an obsolete Japanese communications satellite. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance.
This financial update with CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger is sponsored by Indeed. How should you protect yourself during an economic downturn? Here's Jill.
Make sure you have an emergency reserve fund that can cover 6 to 12 months of living expenses.
Need to spring back into hiring season? You need Indeed, the smart hiring platform that delivers 4 times more hires than all other sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Post a job and hire ASAP. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th Gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows dip down to about 10 above overnight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 37. Lows around 25. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. Temps near average Monday and Tuesday with highs in the low 40s. Chance for mixed precipitation Tuesday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
We got plenty of beer to bury our bones in one more night. We're taking all the
This is Paul Schluter, guitarist for Last Crack, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Inc. Heavy with your essential last crack for this Saturday night. Two from the Sinister Funk House number 17 album. That was Shelter. The last crack before that. Essential Last Crack happens every Saturday night at 11 o'clock here on Max Inc. Radio. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Coming up in the next half hour, we got music on the way from Morningstar. We'll do some Fall to Rise and squeeze in some Altrea. We'll also talk about Iron Plow and the show coming up at the Wisco for Bombastica 2023. That's next month here in Madison. We'll have all the details for that soon. Right now, let's go to Milwaukee and hear some rock and roll out of that great city. The Devil from Straight Out of Hell. This is The Hero's Lie. It's Max Inc. Heavy.
One man living for the thrill. I'm just one man living for the
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Heavy, We Are Local Music. That is Iron Plow. Their new song, We Fly Divine, is recorded at Cherry Pit Studios. Of course, Iron Plow, part of Bombastica 2023, Max Inc.'s 27th year anniversary party. 27 years of Maximum Inc. Saturday, April 15th is at the Wisco in Madison. Iron Plow, Carbellion, and Wizard Hammer are all on stage. Rocker Terry Barr and I will be doing a live radio broadcast from 6 to 9 p.m. Come down and be part of the show. Have some beers. Have a Wisco burger because those are delicious. And they go perfect when we're doing live radio at the Wisco. Join us. Bombastica, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Presented by Rocker Vodka, Drink Local Vodka, and Hotel K Petsedine at FreeBellyRubs.com and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Got some Altrea on the way. Right now, let's do some Morningstar. This song is called Circus on Max Inc. Heavy.
Yeah. Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump said today he believes he'll be arrested Tuesday in New York City and urged his followers to show up. UVA's Larry Sabato.
This is a very dangerous situation for lots of reasons, not least that Trump has done something reminiscent of January 6, 2021. He has called his supporters essentially into the streets to protest.
A big upset in the March Madness tournament tonight. Number 8 seed Arkansas defeating number 1 seed Kansas. Brian Anderson with a call on CBS.
Arkansas wins it, and they knock off the defending national champions.
The Swiss government is pressuring UBS Bank to take over a rival, banking analyst Bert Ely.
Credit Suisse has had issues unique to it for several years now, so one should not be surprised that these problems are coming to a head.
No word on when or if that will happen. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is Hammer, mortgage originator with Provisor. Get your financing game on before you jump into the open house market. Join me at Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 8 to 10 every Saturday and Sunday morning in March. Enjoy donuts from Zippy Lube, coffee from Forward Craft and Coffee, and let's talk financing strategy. It's an open house tailgate party at Weichert Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Visit MadisonOpenHouse.com for more info. Provisor Inc., NMLS ID 1802853, Equal Housing Lender.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Maxine Kevy, we are local music with some classic Government Zero there. Huey Lewis, the News from their Underdog CD that came out in 2010. They've been teasing getting a new album out soon. I don't know if they'll ever happen. I hope it does. Love Government Zero. Direct hit before that, Blood on My Tongue. They're going to be coming on the show here on Maxine Kevy, I think on April 1st, and 94's Distortion before that will Fall on Me out of the Appleton area. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Maxine Kevy, original local music from the state of Wisconsin here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be sure to check out the Maxine Radio page at civicmedia.us for all the archives of The Devil's Lair and interviews that you may have missed. A lot of good content up there, civicmedia.us. Be sure to tune in next week to Max Inc. Radio. We got another great show for you. We got the folks from Make Music Madison popping into the studio. The Cashbox Kings will come on the show for an interview. Great blues band. Rogue Rat will be on for an interview here in Maxine Kevy. And Sunspot will be on the show live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. That's all next week. Check the full schedule at maxincradio.com. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We got some, I'm going to get out of here a little early. I want to tell you the truth here, but I've got a great little set of music lined up for you. Some Carbellion, Subatomic. We'll do some Wizard Hammer. Of course, Carbellion, Wizard Hammer, part of Bomblastica, happening April 15th at the Wisco. Right now, though, we should have been DJs. This song is called Act Out. It's Maxine Kevy. We are local music.
Visions in my mind so cold. Hey, Mrs. Kane, get off Mr. Kane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
The Badgers men's basketball team is in postseason play, and you can hear the action from the National Invitational Tournament on these local Civic Media radio stations.
Wisconsin hosts Liberty in the second round of the NIT this Sunday with an 11 a.m. tip-off.
WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids is our flagship station. In Richland Center, dial up WRCE, 1450 AM or 107.7 FM. And in Amory, tune in 1260 AM, WLAK. Every win in the NIT, find the Badgers on these local Civic Media radio stations and on the app.
It's the only forum both Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates will take part in, and you can hear it Tuesday, March 21st at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station.
News director Terry Bell will anchor our special coverage as Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly debate some of the biggest issues facing the court, from redistricting to abortion access.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates debate Tuesday, March 21st, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming everywhere.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News Talk